At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
This Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. That's a new way of bringing you back into the show there. A little freeze up there.
Keeping you on your toes.
Yeah, little technical difficulty there. And nobody's blaming Marvin for the screw-up.
Not yet.
No, that'll be in the post meeting.
12:15 just got a lot more interesting this week, I'll tell you that. So, Marvin, take us back to Tuesday, hour three.
Your wife must hate when you do that voice when you're at home.
Oh, who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She just ignores me. You know, I have an audience that loves it, though.
That's your son?
Yeah, we could speak like that all day to each other.
Yeah, Paulie.
I'm down to just telling stories to the dog. Like, my wife and kids have heard all my stories.
Yeah.
I sit there, the dog's like a captive audience, but even he's rolling his little eyes.
It's called downside risk. Okay, now it's there.
I was a bouncer.
Yes.
Doorman.
Actually, I checked IDs.
And the dog's like, ugh.
Sunday night, the Colts and the Cowboys. And that'll be on Sunday Night Football at 7 Eastern on NBC. All right, final hour here. We'll check in with the World Cup Team USA in 3 hours from now against Iran. Loser goes home. It's all on the line. Steelers hold off the Colts, and both teams have 4 wins on the year. Nebraska introduces Matt Rhule, and Liberty's Hugh Freeze is going to Auburn. Deion Sanders did say that he confirmed he's been offered the Colorado job. He didn't take it, but I don't know if it's offered. He says he's been offered. He didn't say he was offered. He's been offered, so I'm guessing that maybe there's still the possibility there. They went at 1-11. This year. Yeah, Paul.
You said something the other day, and it feels too early for Deion Sanders to bail on this. I don't even know what to call it, this thing he's doing at Jackson State, and more so in the SWAC.
I wouldn't just take a job to take a job, because you're Deion, and Deion has something that no other coach in America has. He's prime time. He's prime. He's getting interviewed on 60 Minutes. He can go in, he can talk to mom, he can go in and talk to dad These kids nowadays still emulate him when they score a touchdown, and I would not jump just to take the Colorado job. I would hope that there would be a more established program for him to go to, but feels like he still has a little work at Jackson State to do before he does that. But he confirmed that Colorado did offer him the job. The poll question final hour, Seton.
We're going to go with Dan. Who you got today?
USA, Iran?
Let's just call it. Not who do you want to win? Who do you think it's going to win?
Who's doing?
Who do you want to win? We were going to put, who are you rooting for, Iran or USA?
Yeah,
right now we just have who you got.
Yeah, because I don't know if this audience is going to go, you know, I'm thinking about rooting for Iran.
Way my options.
Underestimate this audience.
Yeah, they got you know, a lot of positive things going for them over there.
Way my options.
Yeah, yes, Todd.
I'm going to go Iran scores one early. We tie it up midway through, and then in the final minutes, we get the 2-1 exciting victory. That's what I'm calling specifically. That's how it's going to play out.
Thank you for the play-by-play.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Dan in California. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and Todd. First time, very long time, 5'9", portly 222.
Right.
And by the way, my wife and I will see you in Dublin. Looking forward to it. Okay. I'm just curious, with the coaching carousel going on, Jim Harbaugh was this close to being shown the door, but has since really turned it around. Do you think any other schools will follow suit and maybe give pause before they get rid of their coaches, or is it just going to be 3 years and we're not in the bowl game? Or
Dan, I don't think you can look at what Harbaugh did or Michigan did or didn't do and then look at other programs around the country. I mean, it's moving fast. Everything with college football is moving fast. You know, they're trying to move up the time frame for the playoffs to 2024. There's so much money. And can you get your quarterback? Can you get your coach? Who's transferring in? What, USC had, 30 new players this year transferring in. You're just seeing this transformation happen overnight in college football. But, you know, Harbaugh had legacy there, has legacy there as a player. You know, his father lives there with him on campus. But I don't know if he didn't have that legacy, if he would have gotten this second chance. And because of that, you know, he's going to be playing for a national title. He's a great coach. It's just if you don't beat Ohio State, then you're not a great coach. And he hasn't had – I never understood this. A guy who was a quarterback can't find a quarterback. Now you can say, you know, he's got one now, but I think he's got a good quarterback. But I don't think he's got somebody that you go, that's a five-star, that's a pro prospect. And that always surprises me because it feels like a guy who played the position should be able to know what to find in that player to play that position in college. And they haven't had that. Now, Ohio State has had some really talented quarterbacks, but Michigan has not. Tim in New Hampshire. Hi, Tim.
Hey, bud. How are you? Happy holidays to you.
Thank you. You too.
Well, thanks. Hey, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. So, you and I have a lot in common. We're about the same age. We both look very young for our age. I'm sure the old ladies behind the counter, when they ask to see your ID, always put you, you know, 10, 15 years younger than you are. But this weekend, I was watching the Nolan Ryan documentary, Facing Ryan. And as I'm watching it, there's a piece that comes on, and they have this young sports center guy, and he looks like he's 15, but the only thing that gave it away as being Dan Patrick was the voice. And I actually had to rewind it a couple of times because you looked so young that I couldn't believe it was you. So I guess my question is, how young were you in that brief clip there?
What year was that?
Yeah, what year was it? How old were you? Well, I have no idea. I mean, it was the Nolan Ryan documentary that just came out.
Yeah, but what was I showing? Was I showing a no-hitter by Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, it was some statistic from one of the game, you know, one of the games that day.
Okay, I'm going to guess that's probably mid-90s. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, his Nolan Ryan's career ended in 1993. His Texas years, which probably will be the documentary part, would be 89 to 93. So your age and where you were at Sports Center then?
I was probably 30s.
All right. How's the hair?
Oh, the hair was pretty good. Yeah.
Not peak, though.
Probably too puffy.
No.
You know, it wasn't too puffy
then? It was puffy then because when I went to the Super Bowl, what was that, Pittsburgh, Dallas in Arizona?
Yep.
That's when I didn't get the job at Fox. That was when David Hill said, two words for you, cream rinse, your hair's too puffy. And I didn't get the pregame show at Fox. And I think that's when I went home and I said, I got to change my hair a little bit. I got to flatten it a little bit. Yeah, Paul.
Not your career or your delivery or your on-air ability.
No, it had nothing to do with my ability. It's just my hair was too puffy. Your hair, it's too puffy.
This is actually like the worst thing because he's like, you realize that you're going to be on camera with that puffy hair, right?
Yeah.
You want that to be on my product?
Yeah, I mean, you got talent, but your hair's going to hold you back.
Yeah.
And was it kind of like a John Tesh hair? Was it big and high?
No.
No offense. He has some big hair.
Yeah, I thought it was suitable for that time, my career.
You didn't know David Hill was so fashion forward, though.
Yeah, David Hill was a very storied executive at Fox Sports.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, I'm going to get this job, and then I got it up until the point that my hair was too puffy.
Do you feel, is that one worse than CBS Sport?
Well, no, I created that one. That's me, because CBS was going to hire me. That's when, their main guy said, whatever job you want, you pick one. And I go, well, what do you have? You're CBS Sport.
Mm-hmm.
And that didn't go over well. But I could have had that, I could have gone. That was 1990, Arizona, Kentucky, Final Four.
Miles Simon?
Yeah. And that's when I was offered the job. Was it Sean McManus? Mr. McManus?
McManus. Yeah. You know, you're not getting credit for it because it was just the wrong thing to say. But it's a good line.
It is a funny line.
It's a good line.
It is a funny line.
It's unfortunate that it cost you a job, but it's a damn good line.
But I'm okay. I'm okay with, that I didn't go there. It was nice that I was offered that job. I would be working with Jim Nance.
Yeah,
me, Jim Nance. Yes.
Which line was received worse? Don't you mean CBS Sport? Or when you asked Matt Lauer if they sold men's clothes where he bought those pants?
Oh, God.
After just meeting him. Not old friend Matt Lauer. Yeah. The person you just
met. Old drinking buddy Matt Lauer. The guy you just met. And then what happened?
I was at a charity golf tournament. And
it wasn't a Matt Lauer roast.
No. But, it's one of those where it's like he got out of a car and he had this wild-looking pair of shorts on and there was a group of people. And I said, do they sell men's clothes where you got those? And the look on his face was, and he didn't have a sense of humor about it at all. And that was rough. That one, CBS Sport was... In the moment, I thought it was a great line, but you're telling this to the president of CBS Sports, and he didn't appreciate that. I think they had just lost the NFL. Does that sound right? Did they lose it to Fox or something? Yeah.
They sell men's clothes where you got those pants?
Yeah. That's rough.
To be fair to Matt Lauer, had you been introduced before that point, like earlier in the tournament, earlier in the week? So that's your opener of a human you never met before.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I just set sort of the parameters for the battlegrounds here. I mean, it was anchor. Yes, Todd.
That's a tough icebreaker, just ripping somebody's shorts like that in their first conversation.
Well, I had hosted Good Morning America a couple of times, and I thought, all right, I can do what Matt Lauer does.
You're in the fraternity. You guys can kibitz with each other.
Well, no, I wasn't kidding. I was serious. Like, I think I could do what he does.
No, I mean, kidding about the shorts. You weren't being... You didn't mean to be vicious about it.
No, I meant to get a laugh. But, it's all right. Do I regret it? No, I don't. CBS Sport, do I regret it? It's not fair to the president of CBS Sports. Now they're
It's a good line, though.
Drag the S out a little bit.
Don't you mean CBS Sports?
No. But this is at the peak of our popularity in the mid-90s.
You're feeling yourself.
Oh, my God. I had ESPN muscles. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, we're a big deal back then, at least in our minds. Yes, Todd?
You could argue tapping a production assistant on the show and saying, hey, how you enjoying working at CBS Sport? And that would be even a little uncomfortable. So you decided to do this with the head person of the entire network. That's pretty brave.
Well, if you're going to tell a joke.
I guess you might as well just go all in.
Yeah. By the way, Tiger Woods holding a press conference today. He's not going to play in the Hero World Challenge this weekend, but he did show up for the press conference there. He's got plantar fasciitis. And he was asked whether the PGA can coexist with LIV Tour.
Do you think these organizations can coexist?
Right now, as it is, not right now, not with their leadership, not with Greg there and his animosity towards the tour itself. I don't see that happening. As Rory said, and I said it as well, I think Greg's got to leave. And then we can eventually, hopefully, have a stay between the two lawsuits and figure something out. But why would you change anything if you got a lawsuit against you? Now, they sued us first.
Rory has come out and said the same thing, I think, last week, that Greg Norman has to go, and then Tiger echoing those sentiments. But you got lawsuits here. Nothing's going to change because Greg Norman has it out for the PGA Tour. I don't know if he looks at growing the LIV Tour as much as he wants to take down the PGA Tour. And I think until you have sort of some common ground that you can walk on together and maybe make this work, not going to happen. Yeah, Paulie.
That's really weird because, you know, Tiger knows that question's coming. He's got an agenda there. I wonder if, like, the LIV Tour people think, this is exactly what we want. We want it to be combative. Or the people underneath or around Greg Norman are like, no, we want to eventually partner. We have no idea what they want. Beyond Greg Norman, who clearly wants to.
But you have all these really talented golfers, and nobody cares about them. Cam Smith? Really a great golfer. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson. We don't care. They're gone. You know, would we love to watch them on Sunday? Yes, we would, but they're gone. We latch onto somebody else. I mean, I'm watching because a lot of times it's the golf course that I'm watching for. And then you'll get guys who play well. And then we'll eventually get to know them. But you know, you got all of these guys that they just disappeared and they're getting paid. They're making a lot of money there, but nobody cares and they won't care until some kind of you. I think the LIV Tour can help the PGA Tour. And I think the LIV Tour already has by, you know, the prize money, what they're going to ask the players to do. You know, I think Phil Mickelson was onto something to say, look, we need to be treated better. And I think you could look at that and be fair to them. They forced the issue there. But for the LIV Tour, you're still playing 54 holes. You want to be an equal, play 72. You're not the senior tour, the champions tour. All right, let me take a break. We'll talk World Cup right after this. Dan Patrick Show. M-Drive. M-Drive is ready to help you this holiday season. M-Drive uses clinically tested ingredients formulated for men to improve our energy, reduce stress, and manage our weight. All things we could use more of during this holiday season. Right now, that's right now, my listeners, M-Drive's Black Friday sale is live, offering 25% off. To get started with M-Drive, best offer of the year. It's time to start taking care of your body. Use the coupon code Dan at mdrivedan.com. Everything is backed by their 60-day money-back guarantee. That's how confident they are that M-Drive will work for you. Also, you can find top-selling M-Drive products in stores like Rite Aid and Sprouts. So don't put off investing in your health any longer. You can put a scoop in your smoothie every single morning. That's all it takes. Yes, Tom?
I love the chocolate. You got to go for that.
Thank you, Tom.
You got it.
Take advantage of M-Drive's best offer, and you can do that right now. Get 25% off with the code DAN at mdrivedan.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Times change. We started out, we were doing the show in my attic. That was for 3 years. Graduated to a man cave of sorts. We were above a bar. And then this man cave. Times change, things change, people change. One thing that doesn't change, the great taste of Miller Lite. Miller Lite has more of the taste you want and less of the stuff that you don't want. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. Times change, but you can always enjoy the great taste of Miller Lite. Taste like Miller time. You know, that summer afternoon, we're going to be coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Miller Lite gets delivered right to your door. MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories, 3.2 carbs per 12 ounces.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back. And joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
According to DraftKings, odds to win the World Cup, Brazil, then France, Spain, Argentina, England, and Portugal. USA versus Iran, the winner moves on, the loser goes home. Stu Holden, the Fox Sports lead analyst for the FIFA World Cup, joining us from Qatar. Stu, thanks for joining us. I know it's a match once they get on to the pitch, but this feels like there's a little bit more tension that's around it, the ambiance there. How would you describe it?
Yeah, for sure. First of all, 5'10", 165, right? That's how I have to announce myself.
Yes.
Coming in red hot here from Qatar. Look, there's a lot off the field. There's a lot of history between these two nations. There's a lot going on off the field with Iran. I think we saw that have a real effect on their team for the first game of the tournament. They got thumped by England 6-2. The players didn't sing the national anthem. They turned that around in the second game. I think got that out of their system and the pressure of, you know, representing their nation during this time right now. They win their second match, and now they're in a position to advance where they only need a tie today against the United States and the U.S. team coming in needing a win. So, you know, there's a lot at stake, I think, considering also, as you said, what's going on, let alone off the, on the field. But I do think that this is a case of, this is all the talk, this is all bubbling over. It's creating an energy between the fans, the two nations. But once that ball is kicked, it's 11v11, it's a soccer ball. And, you know, I still fancy the U.S. to use that energy in the right way. One of my colleagues quickly, Alexi Lalas, he said when they played Iran back in the World Cup, he underestimated actually what the political tensions and how that really helped the Iranian team, and they didn't match that. So I would assume that this group has been briefed on that.
Where are you right now?
I am right outside Al Tumama Stadium, it's called. It's one of the eight venues here. This is where the U.S. will be playing against Iran in about, well, we got 2.5 hours until kickoff here. I'll be inside on the call, and it's crazy. There's like a buzz going on around the stadium, and almost just, I think me, like many fans and like the players, you just want to get this game started now.
Do they tailgate over there?
No. Well, you know, I'm sure you saw that there's designated fan zones where you're allowed to drink. Outside of the stadiums, you are not allowed to drink. Inside the stadiums, there's no alcohol unless you're in VIP. You know, take that for what it's worth. But it's not quite the same culture, although one of the best things of a World Cup, though, really is all the you know, these melting pots of all the different fans partying and bongo drums and all the rest of it.
The pressure on the United States is what, if you could measure it?
This generation of players, I think, has been built up as one of our most exciting yet. But yet, no matter what happened the last 4 years, no matter the fact that we're the second youngest team in the tournament, this team will be judged on what happens tonight. Fair or not fair, U.S. teams are judged at a World Cup. Not if you win these domestic competitions. This is when the eyes of our nation comes and watches soccer. Like, we become soccer nations for small moments. That's during the World Cup. I mean, we had on Black Friday, U.S. England, our highest watched men's game ever on national TV. Almost 19 million viewers we peaked at. This is when people watch, and this is where you bring people into our soccer tent. And we as Americans, we're pretty dang good at sports. We're great at the NFL, basketball, baseball. We're not the best in soccer, and I think there's an expectation that we start to catch up. If we can't beat Iran in a game that's a one and done to advance to the round of 16, I think it's going to once again send the message that we're still a little ways off here.
Did you play against Messi or Ronaldo?
I did, yeah. Messi, I tried to get a piece of his shirt at any time in the game. Unreal, man. You know, that for me is one that I'll tell my kids. I hope their kids tell their grandkids. Like, that to me is the best player to have ever played the game. I don't know what you think watching him, Dan. I mean, like, his just skill set and how he's so diminutive, but yet just so – the guy delivers. I would love to see him lift his first World Cup here in Qatar.
But how do you explain his greatness? If I look at him – And we have athletes in all different sports where you go, it defies logic. Because there's nothing that is impressive when you see Messi, but then you see what he does when he's on a soccer field. How did you explain it?
Yeah, he just has that supernatural ability. Think about some of the best athletes that we have had in our history. And Michael Jordan is a guy, right, that he carries that presence when you stepped on a field with him or stepped on a court with Jordan. Steve Nash is a good one of my buddies, and he talked about, you know, when I say, who was better, LeBron or Michael Jordan? And he just said Jordan carried this aura when he was on the court that you knew he was always capable of delivering the big-time play. And we continually ask that of Messi, right? And Messi with his backs against the wall the other night, Argentina needed a win to stay in the tournament. Who scores the goal? It's Messi. He has one chance, it's one goal, it's one shot. He just has that ability, no matter what the pressure, tight spaces, he can always deliver and continues to carry that pressure and make it seem like it's nothing. So he's the GOAT, man. It's just so impressive.
Ronaldo, did you play against him?
I did not. You know, Ronaldo is, I guess, such a big figure like Messi, but so different, right? I just think they're contrasting in the way. If you looked at the two of them in the room, and I think you said, hey, who's the better athlete? Everybody would say it's Ronaldo, right? Like, Ronaldo is built like a figurine. He's like a sculpture. He has 2% body fat. He's handsome. He's, you know, he's powerful. He's strong, both feet. He can jump out of the building. I have a lot of respect for Ronaldo. I'm still on the Messi team, and I know, you know, people are normally in one camp or another. I think just I like Messi in that he can fit into any team. I think Ronaldo has to play in a specific type of team to be successful.
I'll leave you with this. The Saudis got Rolls Royces after beating Argentina. Is that true?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah.
The Saudis
got Rolls Royces. I actually just heard that Christian Pulisic gave all of his teammates a Cartier watch ahead of this tournament. As kind of, you know, sometimes the star player on the team does that, and he made a point of saying to the guys, like, this is a special thing. I'm giving my teammates this, and we're going to do this together. Greg Berhalter, the coach, gave them Tiffany bracelets. I you know, what's the equivalent for the U.S. guys, right? Like, if we beat Iran or we make a run to the quarterfinals, what are we giving these guys? Like, let's name it now. Let's go out there and get a sponsor. Like, is it an all-American Ford pickup truck?
Maybe maybe I could talk
to... Maybe a Tesla?
I'm sponsored by Mercedes. Maybe we could we could hook them up. It's not like the Saudis where they're giving out a Rolls Royce to you. Pretty good. Hey, Stu, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, and have fun.
Dan, appreciate it, man.
That's Stu Holden, the Fox Sports lead analyst for the World Cup. On the call for the must-win match, the men's national team versus Iran. Live coverage starts at 1 Eastern on Fox and right up to kickoff at 2 Eastern. Get a Rolls Royce beating Argentina. It'd be great. Yeah, Paulie.
One of the coaches said that might not be true, but then other people said the coach has nothing to do with this. This is like the Saudi royal family. The Saudi government would have done it.
It's pretty good. I don't know what the United States... I mean, you get a Cartier watch from Christian Pulisic. I don't know if you go, let's get him Harleys. I don't think I want our soccer players on Harleys.
No.
I don't think that'll go well. A couple of phone calls. Justin in California. Hi, Justin. What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just calling about Kenny Pickett. Do you believe that we should fire our OC and go in a better direction for Kenny Pickett?
I'd have to know more about that, Justin. I don't know the intricacies of Pittsburgh's coaching staff and with their offense. Don't know enough about it to give an opinion on that. I'd like to see that moment with Kenny Pickett. And maybe it's a game, maybe it's a two-minute drive. And you had a little bit of that last night. And I did like him at Pitt. I thought he had... You know, there was that feeling of he is a quarterback. He had that feel to him, had that look to him, and almost embraced that. And you see that sometimes with the NFL, but I'd like to see a little bit more. And they do have they have weapons there. Now, I'd like to see, you know, Najee Harris be, you know, a consistent back. Pickens is good. They got T.J. Watt. I mean, they got some elements there. I just don't know in that division where the Browns are going to get better with Deshaun Watson. The Ravens are good, and the Bengals. Bengals are quietly 7-4. Got Kansas City coming to town this weekend. Yeah, Paulie.
It's weird though with Pittsburgh. They've got right now the 12th pick of the draft. There's a long way to go. But if they had lost that game last night to the Colts, they'd be picking third because of strength and schedule and how everything plays out. We've seen it before. If they stumble into the second best quarterback on the board, remember Kyler Murray?
Well, but that was Cliff Kingsbury was his college coach.
Yeah.
So they were moving on from Josh Rosen. Aaron in Virginia. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, Dan. Was wondering if you saw and what you thought about the Sean Taylor tribute statue that the Washington Commanders unveiled. I just thought it was something that looked like it belonged in the back of a Foot Locker. It was so embarrassing. I mean, I think the James Corden prank statue of David Beckham looked better than that. And I just think that Sean Taylor's a guy, because of the tragic way he died, you got to pay a little bit more respect than that.
Yeah, if you're going to pay respect, then do it in a way that... Now, I think Sean Taylor's brother or family member came out and said that they were fine with what, you know, what the display looked like. But it did. It looked like something in Dick's Sporting Goods. Build a statue. That I think if you're going to pay tribute, It just looked kind of sloppy. Gordon in Nashville. Hi, Gordon.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Danette, 5'10", a solid 205. And real quick question about the 72 Dolphins. Considering how protective they are of that record, are you aware of anyone on that team ever stating that they would be okay with a future Dolphins team going undefeated?
I have not. But I don't know if anybody's ever asked, Mercury Morris. Or it feels like there are a couple of guys that they celebrate whenever the last undefeated team in the NFL loses. But I always thought it was Mercury Morris with Champagne, their running back. Yeah, Marv.
How big was it, that Monday Night Football game where the Dolphins beat the Bears? Was that just enormous? Like, in real time, what was that moment like?
Well, you know, you're going back to 1985, and Marino, I remember it was Nat Moore and Duper and Clayton, and the Bears were such a big deal. No matter when they play, they were such a big deal, personalities. And I just didn't Nat Moore get flipped when there he caught the ball flipped. Do you have stats on that, Paulie?
Yeah, that was so 85 Bears. I'm glad Marvin worked that topic in. It wasn't me. They were 12-0 going to that game. It was Monday, December 2nd, and the Dolphins beat them 38-24. There was a play like a ball bounced off someone's helmet and a play,
yes,
and then maybe Nat Moore grabbed it and ran for a touchdown. The one note about that, the Bears shot the Super Bowl shuffle video the day after that game, the day after losing to the Dolphins.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a fluke touchdown, and it might have been early, but yeah, Miami playing at home, beating the Bears.
You're right. It was a Nat Moore from Dan Marino off some, it was a tip pass that Nat Moore caught and took to the house.
Yeah. Marino was so good. Gosh. I wish people, could have appreciate what he did. If you weren't alive, or even if you were younger, he was so far ahead of everybody. If you look at somebody in a sport where you go, he's 30 years ahead of everybody else. Jim Brown was ahead of everybody else the way he ran the football. But Marino, spread offense, it was all about wide receivers, quick release, get the ball out in space with his receivers. He had small receivers. Duper, Clayton, and Nat Moore were, probably 5'9". And there was just something about Marino. He was a guy who came to the line of scrimmage, and you're like, that guy's got a lot of confidence there. And rightfully so. Yeah, Moore.
Guys were breaking this record in 2007 and 2010, which is, that sounds nuts. The 5,000 yards in 1984 sounds crazy when you just think about it. Like, wait, it took somebody, 25 years to do it again.
But also, he threw, 48 touchdowns his second year in the league? And if you allowed the luxuries we give offenses with don't hit the quarterback, can't touch the wide receiver, he probably would have thrown for 60 touchdowns easily. He was so far ahead of his time where you watched and you went, he's different. He's different. I felt that way about Elgin Baylor when he played for the Lakers. He played with such athleticism, and you just didn't see that before. And he was graceful as well. Yeah, Paul.
If you ever go back and watch, it's probably not the most popular 30 for 30 documentary, but the 83 draft where the agent for Elway and Marino takes you through the draft and how many teams were looking at Marino and for whatever reason they passed. They liked another quarterback. They liked another player. They had problems with him at Pitt. There's rumors about different things, and so many franchises passed, including the Steelers, where he wanted, it's wild. I love that documentary.
Yeah. But he, Marino brought in baggage, and then he fell so far that Don Shula couldn't pass up getting Marino. But, man, was he good. All right, we'll take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it. Give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, this day in sports history, all of that forthcoming. On this day in 2015, Kobe Bryant announced his retirement. 2015. You got some other ones there, Paulie?
Yeah, I got a couple. 1890, Navy defeated Army 24-0 in the first Army-Navy football game. Mm. The game was played at West Point. They always. It's also all neutral site now, right? It's Philadelphia. Annapolis.
Yeah.
Major League Baseball, 1962, returned to only one All-Star game beginning in 63. They used to play a couple All-Star games, like a series.
Mm-hmm.
1980, Monday Night Football was on the cover of TV Guide. And let's see. Here's an old one, Charger fans. 87, Vince Glenn, defensive back, ran back an interception 103 yards. At the time, it was the NFL record.
Vince Glenn, good dude. 1972 on this date, a video game is released. Anybody want to take a guess? Video game 1972 is released. Paul?
I got to go Pong here.
Pong.
Yeah.
Bloop, bloop.
Well, that's earlier than I thought.
1972. The inaugural Thanksgiving Day game was 1934. Bears beat the Lions. The first NFL game broadcast nationally, and it was also the inaugural Thanksgiving Day game. Let's see. On this date, 2003, LeBron James became the youngest player in NBA history to score 30 points in a game. Had 33 against Memphis. And as I mentioned, 2015, Kobe Bryant announced his retirement. Patrick in Austin joining us. Hi, Patrick. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP. Hey, I have a question for you. When do you think college football programs will start adding former NFL GMs to either their staff or the staff that controls their NIL funds?
Run that by me again, Patrick.
When do you think college programs will start adding former NFL executives and GMs to either their staff or the NIL fund staffs?
I would have no idea. I don't know if you're a former executive or a coach and that's what you want to do. I don't know. I don't know what the market is for that. Seth in Florida. Hi, Seth.
Hey, Dan. 5'10" and a post-Thanksgiving 200. So the reason for my call is, you know, with the Steelers offense and as a whole, we always kind of give Mike Tomlin a pass saying he's never had a losing season. He's never had a losing season. And my question is, how long are we going to let that be, you know, he's good to go. He's never on the hot seat because he's never had a losing season. I mean, going 500 or just above 500, that's not really getting it done either. And, you know, you have Matt Canada has been there, offensive coordinator now for a couple of years, ran Fickner before. Not a whole lot of offensive, you know, ingenuity like we see in Kansas City. And it just seems like Tomlin has had an issue putting the right guys in those kind of those OC coordinator positions. And interesting to note that Andrew Filippini from 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh stated that Matt Canada, when he was the interim head coach at Maryland in 2018, his first recruit was Mike Tomlin's son, Dino. So just some interesting thoughts there. I'd like to hear your opinion on that.
Seth, I don't have a deep dive on the Steelers here and Mike Tomlin's son at Maryland. And it's just an off year is what it feels like. You know, didn't help that, you know, TJ Watt got hurt early. I thought that they were going to be Mitchell Trubisky. I thought they were going to be the better team than what they are. I thought that they would be, close to a 500 team this year. It's an off year, down year. Now, if this continues into next season, then, you know, the Steelers don't make coaching changes. We all know that. But the offensive part of that, it's always felt like, and maybe because they're the Steelers, that those weapons are better than what they really are. You know, Claypool, everybody was like, oh my gosh, this guy is going to be a star, until he wasn't. Juju Smith-Schuster. You're just looking for somebody and you're going, okay, is it Najee Harris? I don't know if maybe they're enhanced because they're the Steelers, or we expect that. But, you know, Kenny Pickett, I don't know if he's any good. I watch. He's got personality. He's got moxie. That can take you only so far. Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, Dan, before we wrap it, real quick, your comments on assistant Steelers wide receiver coach Blaine Stewart. Is he cutting the mustard there? Is it really not?
I'm going to try to get some information for tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely.
Keep an eye on that.
The prediction for USA and Iran, Fritzy, you already made yours,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I've got 2-1 USA.
2-1. Seton O'Connor, your prediction for the big soccer match coming up.
I'm going to go 2-0 US.
2-0.
Yeah. They have 88%, by the way, of our audience rooting for the United States. 12% rooting for Iran. So, here you have that.
Okay. Marvin?
1-0. USA.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Paulie?
I'm going 1-0 USA.
Yeah. I'm gonna go 0-0.
Oh, damn!
You're a buzz nil.
I just call it like I see it. All of the research that I've done here. I just talked to Stu Holden.
Boo.
Yeah. You know, we'll get our opportunities, but
got to finish, Dan. Yeah. Got to finish.
Yeah. It'll be a low-scoring affair. Yes, Mark.
So the U.S. has to win. in order to advance.
Yes, it's win or go home.
Oh, let's go. I believe that we will win. I believe that we will win.
So it's a true must-win game.
This is actually a must-win game.
It is must.
For the United States, yeah, it is. Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Must-win
situation. That's a must-win game.
Yeah.
What if the announcer right before the game goes, you know what, this is starting to feel like a must-win situation.
Final results of the poll question, Steve.
Yep, 88% Dan got the U.S. And our other supremely lopsided, equally hated poll question, that was also about 88%. Steelers are in better shape than the Colts.
Is Team USA a big favorite against Iran, Seton?
They should be.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked at betting lines or anything like that, but you know, they're ranked pretty close. That was the thing about the group that the U.S. was in. Every team was a top 20 team, so it was one of the tougher groups to be in. But the U.S. should beat Iran, and if you can't get out of that group with one win with Wales, Iran, and England, then you really don't deserve to move on. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love when Todd gives you that serious look like he's really been thinking about something.
I want to know what a big favorite in soccer is when such few goals are scored. If someone's a big favorite, they're going to win by two. That makes them a big favorite. Like in football, you're supposed to win by 14 or 20-point favorites or underdogs. But in soccer, how does that translate being a big favorite in actual goals? Or it's just who's going to win?
See, like that's why these conversations are so stupid. No offense, Todd. But
no offense, that was really stupid.
Okay, right, because if you follow your own logic, you were like, oh, what, so they're going to win, what, by two? In football, you're supposed to win by 14. Yeah, that's two scores. That's two.
Well, that's what I'm asking. How do you translate, if you're a big favorite in soccer, if you should win by three goals, four goals,
but
two
what
goals?
If touchdowns were only worth 1 point?
But they're not.
Yeah, but that would be the same. What if a soccer goal was worth 10 points?
7 points. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, my God, they won 14-0. They killed them. No, they only scored twice.
Yeah. This is what's great about this only being every 4 years, Todd. Just because we don't have to. We don't have to.
We don't.
No, we don't.
USA, so the spread is like 1.5.
What did you learn today, Todd?
Don't be surprised if Alabama is put in the 5 spot tonight ahead of Ohio State.
Seton O'Connor. Or
nothing. Nothing today.
Marv.
Swaggle said Daniel Jones does the same amount of good stuff as Zach Wilson. Sorry.
Well said. What we learned brought to you by M-Drive supplements. And I struggled to get through this show.
You made it though, bud.
Yeah, getting the holidays. Feel it better. Text Dan to 55000 M-Drive. Talk to you tomorrow. One more item as we close out the show. We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. And if you've recently changed jobs or considering retirement, probably thinking about your own version of success and striving to reach your goals. Maybe time to start thinking about your investment portfolios and retirement accounts. Retirement's a big deal. When it comes to investing for retirement, most people can't afford to make mistakes. And you shouldn't do it alone. For over 130 years, Stifel Financial Advisors have helped clients just like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implementing an investment portfolio that's designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel financial advisor at stifel.com. S-T-I-F-E-L. Stifel.com. Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.